Simtek CD Productions presents Mufti Ismail Menk.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم وإذ قال موسى لقومه يا قوم اذكروا نعمة الله عليكم إذ جعل فيكم أنبياء وجعلكم ملوكا وآتاكم ما لم يؤت أحدا من العالمين يا قوم ادخلوا الأرض المقدسة التي كتب الله لكم ولا ترتدوا على أدباركم فتنقلبوا خاسرين قالوا يا موسى إن فيها قوما جبارين وإنا لن ندخلها حتى يخرجوا منها فإن يخرجوا منها فإنا داخلون قال رجلان من الذين يخافون أنعم الله عليهم ادخلوا عليهم الباب فإذا دخلتموه فإنكم غالبون وعلى الله فتوكلوا إن كنتم مؤمنين قالوا يا موسى إنا لن ندخلها أبدا ما داموا فيها فاذهب أنت وربك فقاتلا إنا هاهنا قاعدون قال رب إني لا أملك إلا نفسي وأخي فافرق بيننا وبين القوم الفاسقين قال فإنها محرمة عليهم 40 سنة يتيهون في الأرض فلا تأس على القوم الفاسقين صدق الله العظيم.
السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. بسم الله والحمد لله والصلاة والسلام على رسول الله وعلى آله وأصحابه ومن اهتدى بهداه وبعد. اللهم لا علم لنا إلا ما علمتنا إنك أنت العليم الحكيم. اللهم علمنا ما ينفعنا وانفعنا بما علمتنا. اللهم إنا نعوذ بك من علم لا ينفع ومن عين لا تدمع ومن قلب لا يخشع ومن بطن لا يشبع ومن دعاء لا يسمع. يقول الله تبارك وتعالى: وذكر فإن الذكرى تنفع المؤمنين. ويقول الله عز وجل: وإن تعدوا نعمة الله لا تحصوها إن الإنسان لظلوم كفار. أما بعد، honorable علماء, elders, brothers, dear sisters in Islam, this is the month of Ramadan that has come to an end. It is the month of Ramadan that was given to us as a gift by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is on its way out. Wallahi, if we are to look into this month of Ramadan, we will know what we have or have not achieved. We may never see another Ramadan. Who knows, some of us might not even see the last day of Ramadan. This morning I had very sad news that one of my friends in his early 40s passed away suddenly with a heart attack. Wallahi, this woke me up, and I hope it wakes everyone up to the reality that let us prepare for the day when we are going to leave this dunya, and let us prepare for the time that we are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my creator and your creator, the creator of the universe. Do not be scared of that day, for it is coming whether you are frightened of it or not. But be prepared for the day by engaging in a lot of istighfar and by trying to do as many good deeds as possible.
Wallahi, it is not too late. Today I wish to share with you a few ahadith and a few verses of the Quran that will remind us of how we have been and how we are meant to be. The first hadith I wish to go into immediately is a hadith Qudsi, a hadith wherein Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is speaking. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complaining literally. How can we allow our Creator to complain about us? How can we allow the one whom we are at his mercy to complain about those who need his mercy at all times? Wallahi, it is something that if we are to look into, it will bring tears to the eyes. He is the one who gives us gift after gift, opportunity after opportunity to turn to him. Are we going to be from amongst those who do not seize even a single opportunity that comes our way? Wallahi, if that is the case, we are sore losers. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. He says, and Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has told us, has relayed it to us. Allah azza wa jalla has said, Ana wal ins wal jinn fi naba'in azim. Myself, meaning Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he is speaking, myself and man and jinn have an amazing story and amazing relationship, a very different relationship between us. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is telling us what is the relationship between himself, man and jinn. أَخْلُقُ وَيُعْبَدُ غَيْرِي. I am the one who has created them and they worship everything but me. أَعُوذُ بِاللَّهِ. Look at how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has put it so beautifully in the Arabic language, we have been told. And it is Allah Rabbul Izzati wal Jalal, my creator and your creator, who is telling us, أَخْلُقُ. I am the one who has created them in the first place from nothing. I gave them whatever they have. وَيُعْبَدُ غَيْرِي. And they are worshipping everything but me. Let us ask ourselves, what are we doing to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Are we going to be from amongst those whom Allah is going to complain about us? To say this person was totally, totally ungrateful of whatever I did for him or her. Wallahi, it is the month of Ramadan. We need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We have the last few days of this month of Ramadan, subhanallah. These days are blessed days, Mubarak days. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala literally pushes us through what we may term as a roller coaster. When you get to the end, it actually goes faster, subhanallah. And it actually has more barakah in it. We are supposed to be getting to the climax of this month of Ramadan. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us benefit from this month of Ramadan. And wallahi, we need to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here and now today without wasting time, for no one knows, we might die whilst we are even seated here, subhanallah. And this is why Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says to us through Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, أَكْثِرُوا ذِكْرَ هَذَّامِ اللَّذَّاتِ أَوْ كَمَا قَالَ, which means increase the mention of that which will destroy all desires which are beyond the limits, and that is death. Death brings depression to some, but wallahi, it brings good news to others. If Allah were to take you now and to tell you that I am going to give you Jannah in return, it is a very cheap deal, wallah. Very cheap. Don't worry about your families, your wives, your children, your mothers, your fathers. You will leave them and go if Allah wishes. And those before you have also left them and went, subhanallah. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, anyone who has even a little bit of wealth, draw up your will before it is too late. Keep it very close by you. You should understand, this breath that I have, wallahi, it is going to stop. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to comprehend. The hadith continues. Arzuqu wa yushkaru siwaya. I am the one who grants them the sustenance they have. And they are thankful to everyone but me. Allahu Akbar kabira. Allah gives us whatever we have. The money we have, the food we have, the drink we have, the clothes we have, the homes we have, the cars we have. Wallahi, every single item is given to us. We are chosen for everything by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala with our names. And then what happens? Who are we thankful to? To insan and to others. A'udhu billah. Some may even be calling out to jinn, the non-Muslims. Some may be calling out to idols, the non-Muslims. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us from that behavior.
And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is literally complaining to say, Arzuqu, look, O man, I am the one who gives you. Who are you thankful to? One might ask, what is it? How do we be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Firstly, verbally, you need to thank Allah. Ya Rabbi, we thank you for what you have given us. Nashkuruka ya ilah. We thank you, O Allah, for whatever you have granted us. Secondly, we need to be obedient and we need to fulfill the command of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. That is thankfulness. Imagine if you were to do good to someone. You were to be good to them all your life. They were brought up with your wealth and you spent on them. And they did everything against your liking and your desire. Would you term that as gratitude or ingratitude? Wallahi, it is ingratitude. Would you give them? Wallahi, you wouldn't give them after that. Forget about that. You may even inflict harm upon them, subhanallah. We are at the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We are totally ungrateful because we are sinning day and night. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, my mercy will keep you for a period of time to see. Even maybe after some time, you might change, you might turn. But remember one thing. When that fixed time comes to an end, wallahi, it will be too late to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala then. And Allah says in the Quran, La in shakartum la azidannakum. If you are going to be thankful, I will really grant you increase. Remember one thing, how much money you have is not what we should be looking at, but whether Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you barakah in that wealth or not, whether He has granted you blessings in the wealth or not, whether He has granted you happiness with that wealth or not. This is what we should be looking at, subhanallah. We know of people who can barely afford to live, but they are happy, they are content. And we know of others, subhanallah, who are multi-billionaires, but they are turning and twisting. They cannot sleep besides with a sleeping pill. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. Because the problems in the mind are so many. Wallahi, O insan, O my dear brothers and sisters, the message I have for you here today, take out all the unnecessary thoughts and worries from your head. Remove them, wallah. Live this world happily. It is Allah who has granted you this life. People who are making your life an obstacle, wallah, forgive them. And Allah will open the doors. Do not become so bitter and petty about minor issues. Open your hearts. Become people who are happy at all times. Become happy with the taqdeer of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are in a difficult situation in your home, with your in-laws, with your children, with your parents, with your relatives. You have a problem. Wallahi, what you need to do? Firstly, thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Ya Allah, you have chosen me to go through these problems so that I can stand up and engage in an ibadah known as solving problems. Had it not been for these problems, I would not have been chosen to engage in the ibadah known as solving problems. And then get up and strive to solve the problem without creating two problems out of one. Without becoming depressed about the problem, always communicate with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for whatever He has given you, Allah. If He has put you in a situation, wallahi, that situation was best for you. It was meant for you. It was not meant to miss you. The hadith says, ما أصابك لم يكن ليخطئك وما أخطأك لم يكن ليصيبك. That which got to you was never ever meant to miss you, subhanallah. It was aimed and fired directly at you, subhanallah. Your problem, your difficulty, it was Allah who aimed it at you and only you, and tailor made it for you in order to see, do you pass or do you fail? And what has missed you was never ever meant to get to you, even if it misses you by the skin of your teeth, subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us strong. We need to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala verbally. We need to thank Him by doing good deeds, by staying away from prohibitions, by assisting fellow human beings. That is also thanking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Allah has given you. What have you done for others? What have you done for those who don't have? The hadith says, "Unduru ila man huwa dunakum." Look at those who are more underprivileged than you are. Look at those who are below you. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will help you to be thankful to Him. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will open the doors of assistance. You will be able to come out and assist these people. Today we look at those who are underprivileged. We might assist them a little bit with what? With zakah, subhanallah. Yes, we have to pay the zakah. But wallahi, that is a duty. It is like reading your farad salah. You know, there is a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, which I will mention here on another topic altogether. He says, the one who drinks alcohol, his salah will not be accepted for 40 days. That is a hadith. So I was once approached by a youngster who told me, Mufti, I'm not reading salah for 40 days. I said, why? He said, because I happen to drink. A'udhu billah. Astaghfirullah. May Allah protect us and our progeny. And I sat him down. I said, do you know what is the meaning of this hadith? On an ordinary day, if you don't read salah, you will be punished. Is that not correct? On an ordinary day, if you read salah, you will be rewarded. Is that not correct? But if you have drunk, if you still don't read salah, there is double punishment. And if you read your salah, the farad will be fulfilled, but you won't have a reward for it. Which means it is being paid as a compensation. You have a salary every week of 1,000 rands. Now you owe someone 10,000 rands. For 10 weeks, you can't say, I owe him 10,000 rands, so I don't want my salary. You've got to go take the salary, but you won't reap the benefit of it. You must give it away straight away. So you are fulfilling the salah and you are paying for that sin which you committed. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding of this hadith. And this is what happens. Insan pays zakah, not realizing that that is only a duty when it comes to that which is over and above from your heart, with your intention. How much have you given in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahi, let us ask. If Allah has given us 1 million, do you know that the kuffar would give out 10% of their salary towards the church? Of the salary, it's cut off immediately, wallah. 10% of the salary. We as Muslims have become so clingy to this dunya that wallahi, if we could, we would even cut the 2.5% to 2%. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Arzuqu wa yushkaru siwaya. I am the one who gave you every single thing you have. And you are thanking everyone but me. You are being ungrateful to me. You are not returning anything to me. You are not benefiting your own self by giving out in my cause, by helping those who are striving day and night, who may be underprivileged. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be complete human beings. Look at those who are suffering health problems, who might need your assistance, wallah. Decide to look after 4 or 5 orphans if you can, at least one if you can. If you can't, get together a group of 2 or 3 youngsters, youth, or get together a group of 2 or 3 adults and decide between you, you will raise so many rands to look after one orphan. Wallahi, the hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam says, Ana wa kafilul yateemi kahataini fil jannah. Myself and the one who looks after the orphan will be similar to these 2 fingers in Jannah. That's how close. Today, when it comes to business, we will think of our business dealings, how to improve our business, how to get more money, how to become richer, how to go further in terms of the dunya, how to afford the Mercedes Benz, how to afford a beautiful house in one of the posh areas of Durban, subhanallah. We will be planning whole year how to do what to do in order to get in terms of dunya. Wallahi, when it comes to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam's command, and when it comes to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala's command, why then do we not think, how is it that we can increase our business with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? I can't afford to look after an orphan, but if I encourage 5, 6 other people just like me, we all put in 100 rands, wallahi, I will be able to come close to what Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has said. And if you have sincerity, wallahi, on the day of Qiyamah, the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will see you. He will call you from your name, by your name, and he will call you to stand next to him because you strived in your life to try and uplift what he had said. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant that to us. Why don't we understand this? Subhanallah. We can put up a little clinic for the underprivileged Muslims. You can't afford it. Get together 20 people, 30 people, 100 people. Form a committee. We can form committees as clubs for football, subhanallah. We can't form committees to assist mankind for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is called ingratitude, the ni'mah that Allah has given us. Wallahi, we throw food into the bin without realizing that people are hunting for that luqma. People are hunting for that morsel that we have thrown into the bin. We eat half the banana, the other half goes straight into the bin. Wallahi, whom are you thanking and whom are you being ungrateful to? And the hadith continues. Imagine Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is complaining. I am repeating the hadith. He says, أنا والإنس والجن في نبأ عظيم أخلق ويعبد غيري أرزق ويشكر سوايا خيري إليهم نازل وشرهم إلي صاعد. الله أكبر. Wallahi, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying, listen, part of this relationship that I have, the strange relationship, my goodness descends upon them on a daily basis, and every day when their a'mal come back to me, it is full of evil and rubbish. Allahu Akbar Kabira. Look at what Allah is saying. Khayri ilayhim nazil. My goodness is coming down to them. Wa sharruhum ilayya sa'id. And their evil is coming back up to me in return. Allahu Akbar. Are we not guilty of this crime? That Allah has given us everything. What we are doing in return is disobeying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Again, we say this month of Ramadan is another gift that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given us. Wallahi, we need to go home and we need to ponder over what we are doing in this dunya. We need to ponder over what we have been doing, what we are doing, and what we would like to do. Where we came from, where we are, and where we are heading. Wallahi, prepare for the day when you are going to meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. For indeed Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the only one who will have mercy on you and on me. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannah. Remember one thing, if you leave a single sin for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you make a resolution today, here and now, Ya Allah, I have been doing this. I will not do it, I promise you from today on, I will not do it, Ya Allah. I engage in tawbah. Qasaman, I swear by Allah, the one who has raised the skies without pillars, that wallahi, he will call you out on the day of Qiyamah and say, my dear worshipper, I know what you did for my sake. Come here, here is the shade of my arsh. You are chosen, carefully selected VIP on this day to be under the shade of my arsh. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Subhana rabbi al-a'la. Praise be to he who is the highest, who is the greatest. Wallah, we should have yaqeen that if we leave some sin for the sake of Allah, he will definitely grant us a reward in return. And wallahi, remember one thing. There are so many commands. Had they not been for those commands, we would not even have regarded them as commands. Had salah not been farad, wallahi, we wouldn't be performing salah. We are only fulfilling salah for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, because he told us to do that. So whenever you come for salah, tell Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, Ya Allah, it is for your sake that I have put away my sleep, I have put away my business, I have closed my shop, I have done this, I have done that only for you. Wallahi, when you die, you will see how the angels will come to you and they will remove your soul from your body in such a way that wallahi, you will go out smiling. A poet says, subhanallah. The poet says, O son of Adam, when you came to this world, you came to this world crying and those around you were smiling in happiness. Is that not correct? Wallahi, it is true. Everyone was smiling, mashallah, it's a boy, it's a girl. And you were crying. If you weren't crying, normally what happens, I hope it happens here as well, they slap you slightly on your bottoms, so you cry in order to confirm, subhanallah. When you came to this world, you came crying and those around you were smiling in happiness. So live your life in such a way that the day you leave, you will leave this world smiling and those around you will be crying at the loss, subhanallah. This is how we should lead our lives. Not like the one whom when he leaves, the rest of the community says, this person was a pain. I don't want to say where. And he should have gone 2 years ago. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us from amongst those whom even the fellow human beings can bear witness that wallahi, this person was from amongst those who tried and struggled to obey Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I know of a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam wherein he says, if the other insan bear witness for a person after his death that he was from amongst those who tried and struggled in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, by the power of Allah, by the witness of those fellow human beings, Allah will grant him Jannah. This is why we all know that when there are more than a certain number of people in a person's janazah, insha'Allah, it will result in intercession on the day of Qiyamah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the opportunity to be from amongst those whom Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will intercede for on the day of Qiyamah. So remember this, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is watching us. He can see us, and He is actually complaining about our deeds. خَيْرِي إِلَيْهِمْ نَازِلِ. Imagine, wallahi, it should hurt us to hear this, what Allah is saying. Allah is saying, listen, O man, my goodness is coming down to you on a daily basis. You are breathing, you have eyes, you have noses, you have ears, you have mouths, you have the faculty of hearing, the taste buds, mashallah, the faculty of sight. You can walk, you have wealth, you have this, you have that. And in return, what are you doing? Wallahi, we are not even bothered about our salah, our zakah, being truthful, being decent people. We are the ones who are Muslims who have the most problems in our communities. Go to the other communities. They have problems, but their problems are minor. Come to the Muslim ummah. That ummah which is taught, do not be jealous, they are the ones who are jealous of each other. That ummah which is taught, don't hate one another, they are the ones, not only are they hating one another, they are making life difficult for one another. That ummah which is taught, كَانَ اللَّهُ فِي عَوْنِ الْعَبْدِ مَا كَانَ الْعَبْدُ فِي عَوْنِ أَخِيهِ. Allah will assist His worshipper for as long as that worshipper is in the assistance of a fellow worshipper. That is the ummah that has left that, and they are working to demise, to destroy others. Allahu Akbar Kabira. What an insult to Allah. What an insult to Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. What an insult to this deen. When are we going to change? Let me get straight to the point. Oh, you who is drinking, leave that drink for the sake of Allah and turn to Allah. He is waiting for you to turn to Him. Oh, you who is involved in alcohol, listen very carefully to my words. Wallahi, it is your Rabb, it is your Allah who is very merciful upon you. Turn to Him today. Decide to leave it. Give up that mobile phone of yours. Change your circle of friends, subhanallah, from this day on. Oh, you who is involved in drug abuse, no matter what type of drugs you are taking, remember Allah will forgive you, but turn to Him now and today. Your Rabb, your Creator is waiting for you. He is calling out to you, saying, oh my worshipper, you are involved in drugs, I can see you. Turn to me, I will forgive you, subhanallah. And remember, in order to turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, if you have been engaged in that type of evil that I have just mentioned, you will probably need to change your whole circle of friends. Wallahi, today for business, we will leave one town and go to another. We will leave a city and go to another. We will leave a town and go to another. We will leave a country and go to another. Because we are suffering an economic crisis. Wallahi, that economy with Allah, our rand that we are using with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is suffering in the greatest manner. We are losing ground to the major currency with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Then why don't we shift for the sake of Allah? Change your suburb, change your neighborhood. Oh dear parents whose children are suffering in the form of drugs and alcohol abuse, and those who are engaged in other ills and evils, at times you might need to change the entire suburb you are living in for the sake of Allah, to fulfill that duty as a parent that you owe that child of yours, to protect them from the evil friends in that particular community. Come out and go to another society. But no, we don't want to understand that. If I were to tell you there is a big business somewhere else in another city, another town, we will run there. If we don't shift there totally, we will at least have a home there. But wallah, let me tell you, when it comes to deen, this is why Allah is saying, خَيْرِي إِلَيْهِمْ نَازِلْ وَشَرُّهُمْ إِلَيَّ صَاعِدْ. My goodness comes down to them. They think of means of increasing what I've given them, but they never ever think of means of increasing the goodness that comes back up to me. This is a message, the month of Ramadan. Oh, you who are engaged in zina, turn to Allah today. Allah is calling out to you. And Allah has used me to come to you here today to convey to you the message of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Oh, you male and female who are seated here, who may be listening to this particular program, who may listen to it later on. Wallahi, I'm addressing you who is involved in zina. Allah is saying, turn to me. I love you if you are going to turn to me here and now. Allahu Akbar. I will forgive you whatever you have done in the past. Turn to me here and now. That is the only way you are going to assist the entire ummah. And I have addressed you, wallahi, on the day of Qiyamah. I will be questioned. You will be questioned.
Did you convey the message? Wallahi, the message is conveyed. Today, adultery and fornication is so rampant in society. Subhanallah. We don't know where to hide our faces. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us all. The male is a very good one. The female is also of a high rank. But shaitan is that of a low rank. Subhanallah. So be careful of shaitan. Watch out for shaitan from this day on. Promise Allah, all of us who are seated here today, wallahi, promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala here and now, Ya Allah, become happy with us. We will not engage in sin again. Promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Do we promise that to Allah? Do we promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Wallahi, it is a question that I am asking. I seem not to be getting an answer. Do we promise Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we will leave our bad ways? Wallah. Wallahi, we have said yes. We have raised our hands and said yes. Insha'Allah, may Allah make us strong. We have made a resolution here today. And that is why I came here today. Today, my message here to you, wallahi, I have helped yourselves and myself to make a resolution for the sake of Allah. If you are involved in zina, from now, forget about it. Ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to forgive you. He says in the Quran that I will definitely forgive you. Don't lose hope in my mercy. Turn to me. What you have done in terms of evil in the past, you will find it as a good deed after you have engaged in tawbah. Wallahi, turn to Allah. If people think you are bad, you've become arrogant just because you've lost contact with someone whom it was haram to have contact with in the first place, you must understand you've developed a new contact with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Remember, the more you fill your heart with haram love, the less the love of Allah will be in that heart. Because you put in one, you've got to kick out the other. When you kick out haram, Allah, the love of His will increase in your heart. لا إله إلا الله محمد رسول الله صلى الله عليه وسلم. These are the resolutions we are meant to be making in the month of Ramadan. This is what we are supposed to be telling Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. My dear sisters, those of us who have not dressed appropriately, don't lose hope in the mercy of Allah. Here and now, do we promise that we will dress appropriately from this day on? Do we promise, subhanallah? Are we going to be from amongst those who will stand up and surrender to Allah and to say, Ya Allah, I have been engaged in sin for so many years, I never covered my head. But Ya Allah, from this day on, I want you to call me out on the day of Qiyamah. That is why I am going to cover my head and my hair. Allahu Akbar. Wallahi, if we can achieve that in this month of Ramadan, subhanallah, we've achieved a lot. The Prophet of Allah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will be proud of us on the day of Qiyamah. He will call us out and say, my dear follower, come and drink from this well here. Come and drink from this pond here. Al-Hawd, it is here for you. Come and drink. Allahu Akbar. And he will get up to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and he will say, Ya Allah, this person is from my ummah. They strived and they struggled. They made resolution after resolution and they uplifted and fulfilled those resolutions for your sake, Ya Allah. They are from my ummah. Ya Allah, don't look at the evil they have done. Grant them Jannah without even taking account of their deeds. Wallahi, there will be large armies of people who will be going into Jannah in that manner. May Allah make us from amongst those. You want to be from amongst those? Turn today to Allah. Wallahi, turn to Him now. Decide, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, from today I'm going to fulfill my salah. I've been reading 3 or 2 salah a day. Today I'm going to fulfill 5 salah from this particular day on. Subhanallah. And every time you miss a single salah, it must hurt you the same way it would pain you had you had to been thrown in the fire. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. We are weak. We are men. We need reminders. This is why when I started, I said, وَذَكِّرْ فَإِنَّ الذِّكْرَى تَنْفَعُ الْمُؤْمِنِينَ. Remind, for definitely the reminders benefit the true believers. Today, if you are true believers, wallahi, you will turn to Allah. If what I have said has not tickled us in the least, there is something wrong with our iman. Wallahi, I have given you a message from the bottom of my heart, a message that is a duty on my shoulders. I need it more than you, wallah. And I don't wish to be from amongst those whom it will be said on the day of Qiyamah, you knew but you didn't inform the others. Allahu Akbar. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us Jannah. We need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for Jannah.
The minute you are striving in the cause of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to obey His commands, you should smile and you should thank Allah for having granted you the acceptance and look forward to Jannah. Look forward to what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has prepared for you, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will grant you Jannah. Remember, don't ever go back on what you have achieved in terms of spirituality and religion. Don't ever go back on what you have achieved. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has granted you the ability to do good. Don't ever go back and leave that good. And I would like to end here today with a hadith of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. In fact, before that, a verse that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala makes mention of. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says,
وَإِن تَعُدُّوا نِعْمَةَ اللَّهِ لَا تُحْصُوهَا إِنَّ الْإِنسَانَ لَظَلُومٌ كَفَّارٌ.
If you are to count the gifts of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, you will never, never be able to count them. You will never be able to circumscribe them. Meaning, you will never be able to get them together. Count the gifts of Allah upon you, every single one of us. Wallahi, just we will be seated here for hours thinking of only our bodies and what Allah has given us. What about everything else? So let us turn to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And this is why Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us. And he tells us, this is the hadith that I'm going to end with. Hadith that we may have heard many times. He says, At-ta'ibu min al-dhambi kamal la dhamba lah. The one who has repented from his sin is equivalent to the one who never had a sin in the first place. Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. You want to be a wali, you want to be a friend of Allah. Wallahi, the ingredients are very simple.
Ala inna awliya Allahi la khawfun alayhim wa la hum yahzanun alladhina amanu wa kanu yattaqun.
Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is describing his friends, those who are close to him and those whom he is close to. They are the ones who are believers and they are conscious of Allah. They fear Allah. They are worried about what Allah feels of them and thinks of them and the record that Allah has of them. If you have these two qualities in you, iman and taqwa, wallahi, you are a friend of Allah. Thank Allah, smile and be happy. Subhanallah. This is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, my creator and your creator, giving us hope and telling us to turn to Him. Wallah, as I have said, the month of Ramadan is drawing to an end. Let it not be that this month of Ramadan comes to an end and we have achieved absolutely nothing from this month of Ramadan. We don't want that to happen to us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the acceptance. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala accept the few words that we have said. And may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala make us steadfast at all times. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us protection. Jazakumullah khair. Wa sallallahu wa sallama wa baraka ala nabina Muhammad. Subhanallahi wa bihamdihi. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Ashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruka wa natubu ilayk. Before we actually leave, some of the brothers and sisters might be surprised as to the timing. Wallahi, I tell you, there are a few issues. Firstly, yes, we did say 10:30 to 11:30. In fact, in my mind, I had it 10:30 for 10:45, subhanallah. And what I decided is, subhanallah, khayrul kalami ma qalla wa dalla. What the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has taught us, the best of speech is that which is short and straight to the point. I don't want to give you too much so that, firstly, it will be taxing on myself. And secondly, taxing on your minds. We'd rather go home with a simple message, a message that we can think about, a message that we can share. Wallahi, if I were to ask you, what is the hadith that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has mentioned, the hadith Qudsi, how many of us would actually be able to stand up and say, look, this is what you said? If we can, that means, alhamdulillah, Allah has granted us sincerity in speaking and sincerity in listening. Let me repeat that hadith. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, myself, mankind and jinnkind, we have a strange relationship. Difficult one to understand. I create, they worship everything but me. I give them, they thank everyone but me. My goodness comes down to them on a daily basis, and their evil comes back to, up to me on a daily basis. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying. Wallahi, today, that is the hadith we need to take home. Do we want to be from amongst those who are cursed in this hadith indirectly? No, Allah, we don't want. Let us do something about it. And I had a call that I have not made to this day. It has been made here in Durban, a historic call, whereby I addressed those engaged in alcohol directly. Subhanallah. Oh, you who is drinking, turn to Allah. Don't come tomorrow and said I was and say I was not told to turn to Allah. No one reminded me. Allah loves you. Leave that bad way. And I gave you a few guidelines how what you could do. Firstly, give up your mobile phone. And that giving up the mobile phone and, you know, not sharing your number with anyone but those who fear Allah. That is a criteria if you want to leave any form of sin that you are addicted to. Whether it is alcohol, whether it is drugs, whether it is zina, you need to give up that phone number, change it, subhanallah. And I'm telling you this because I know I help people, subhanallah. They will not be able to leave it until no one knows their number. Let them not get hold of you, khalas. Let them think what they have to. There's no problem. Let them hate you. It's Allah who loves you in return. You want the love of Allah, take out the love of haram from your heart and you will find it becoming filled with the love of Allah. Allah will love you. The problem is our hearts are full of love also, but love of the wrong things. This is what Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taught us. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant me the understanding. Let us ponder over what has been said. And inshallah, let's engage in ibadah in these days, these blessed days of Ramadan. Let us calculate our resolutions, write them down if the need arises. Look at them on a daily basis. Ya Allah, this is what I promised you in this holy month of Ramadan. And I'm going to look up to it. And I'm going to make sure that I fulfill it. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh. One of our elders here is asking me. He asked me last night. He says, why is it that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the Quran uses the term we? We created, we revealed, we did this, we did that. And why doesn't he use the term I? He is one. To be honest with you, the Christians have seize the opportunity of this, and they have come up and they have said, you know what, this means that God is not one, a'udhu billah, but he is part and parcel of a plural. You know, they believe in Trinity. Firstly, not all Christians believe in Trinity. Only part of them believe in Trinity. Secondly, what about the Torah and the Talmud, the books that the Jews have? They don't believe in Trinity. They also have we in it everywhere. In the English language, it is known as the royal we, which means those people who are, you know, they have a rank and status in society, in community, in the country, the chief of an area, etc. Even an old elderly person, someone who is respected, they are spoken to in the plural. The problem is we don't realize it because we speak the English language. In English, when you say you, it's for singular, it's for plural, it's for everyone. So this is something that we don't understand. But when it comes to the other languages, take a look at some of the local African languages, take a look at some of the Indo-Pak languages. When you speak to people, you can use the plural in order to show respect. Subhanallah. Similarly, when the president of a country says, I did something, normally he will say, this is what we did and this is what we didn't do. Subhanallah. So it has nothing to do with Trinity. It has nothing to do with plural. It is just a royal we that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has used the royal plural to refer to himself. Obviously, he is deserving of using that. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the understanding. Wallahu a'lam. Now, there was a question that I was asked a few days ago that I could share with you here today. I was asked, what is the best way to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? And obviously what I wish to mention here today is, gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is something that is a very big gift. Firstly, try your best to obey all the commands of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, as many as possible. Meaning, when it comes to farad, you've got no choice, you have to. Farad and wajib, you have to fulfill. But when it comes to the sunnah and nawafil, try your best to fulfill as much as you can. When it comes to the prohibitions, stay away from them. Major sins, we must be far away from them. Wallahi, lower your gaze. Today, the biggest sin in society is zina. That is the biggest sin. And people are engaged in it wholesale. Wallahi. This is why you find the Muslim ummah is backward. You know, I am surprised and amazed that people who come to me and say, you know what? What are you ulama doing about the situation in Iraq? Subhanallah. What are you doing about the situation in Palestine? You as ulama, you're doing nothing. I'm hurt about the fact that you people are not even speaking about it. Wallahi, Allah tells us, subhanahu wa ta'ala, I will change the condition of the ummah if every single one of you changes your condition. The problem is we are involved. We cannot even claim a relationship with Allah. We cannot even claim that we know Him. And we want to solve the problems of the whole ummah. Solve your problems. Solve your own and solve your family problems. Today, wallahi, we don't speak to our family members, subhanallah. We don't want to. If they try to talk to us, no. You know what is the in thing today? We blame each other for having done black magic on one another. A'udhu billah. How bad can it become? Look at shaitan. He knows that this is the month of Ramadan. So he says, you know what? Jadu karila keluche. This is what shaitan says, subhanallah. And who did it? My own auntie, my own uncle. Normally they accuse the females more than the males. A'udhu billah. And they normally accuse the elderly females. She's a witch. A'udhu billah. Wallahi, that statement is so severe that I can comfortably say, if it was a blue drop in the ocean or a green drop, a red drop in the ocean, it would change the color of the whole ocean. That's how severe that statement is, wallah. We should never accuse people of this. It's from shaitan. Let me tell you, 99% of our problems are not even connected to jadu and shaitan and all those things. We, our own failure, because we can't stand up to it, we have to blame something else. Khalas. And the in thing, when something happens, oh, this is, someone did something. Someone did something. Wallahi, that is shaitan who makes you say this. That is the statement of the hour. Everyone has it. It's a sign of the weakness of iman. The weakest iman is for that person who blames superstition for all his problems. Wallahi, take it home with you again today. And spread what I have told you. For definitely I tell you, if you are blaming superstition, yes, I told you 9 out of 10. 99%, maybe 1% of it might be that. But if we are blaming that for our failure in this, our that, subhanallah, suddenly 2-3 things went wrong with our children, or 2-3 things went wrong with us. My car was bumped, my finger was hurt, and my eye is twitching. Oh, there's something bad. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. Allah has shown us in the Quran about the Anbiya alayhim as-salatu was-salam. They had evil after evil after evil after evil, 10, 20 different evils. Then the doors opened. They never blamed jadu. They never blamed black magic. They never did not speak to their relatives and blame this auntie and uncle and granny and grandma and granddaughter and grandchild, etc. And daughter-in-law especially. Allahu Akbar. Today that's what we are doing. We don't like the daughter-in-law because she has taken a place in the heart of our son. So suddenly what we do? We start blaming her. She's a witch. Ever since she's come, this is what's happened and that's what's happened. Allahu Akbar. Don't eat the food that she sends. Wallahi, that is a sign of the weakest iman. A person who says, don't eat the food that comes from here and there. Wallahi, let me tell you something. Who do you think you are? Allahu Akbar. What if no one ate your food and they accused you of the same thing? What if your own family members didn't eat your food? How would you feel? Subhana Rabbi al-A'la. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. And what hurts me is there are ulama who will come out and encourage people to say, yes, this is what is done. Let me inform you, a lot of these amilin that are around, those whom you go to, you know, Maulana, they did jadu. Let me tell you, I'm going to inform you because I know I also deal with the problem. We can share a few lighter moments here. People have come to me, and alhamdulillah, Allah has granted us a little bit. You can tell it from the eyes, from the pulse, etc. sometimes that this person here, subhanallah, they need a bit of help. But 9 times out of 10, you know that, listen, there's nothing wrong. This person is depressed because of economic problem, because of family problem. They are sad, they are saddened, they have this issue, they have that issue. So therefore, we need to help them. A lot of the times, I'll be honest with you. You know the women? Yes, it is an act of worship if you are going to keep yourself in shape for your husbands. Subhanallah, did you hear that? It is an act of worship if you are going to keep yourselves in shape for your husbands. Subhanallah. Today we are keeping ourselves in shape, but for the wrong reasons. And we are wearing clothing that even shaitan is shy of. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So, what the women do, they go on something known as a diet. Die, I said die because you half die. The diet, subhanAllah. That diet, what? They abstain from food and drink until the jinnat comes into them, subhanAllah. They come, Maulana, I'm seeing stars. Maulana, I can't sleep at night. Maulana, there's a voice in my ears. Maulana, there's a ringing in my ears. You know what I did? I learned slowly but surely that when you tell them, listen, there's nothing wrong with you, they'll keep on going to different Maulanas, 10, 20 of them, until they are told that one of your relatives did jadu. Now, do you know why these culprits say one of your relatives has did jadu? Because as I said in the past, I may have said it in this hall, every extended family has to have a small problem. That's from Allah. You've got a family with 10, 20, 30 members, extended family. There has to be a problem. If you don't have a problem, come and see me after this, subhanAllah. I will show you where is that problem. In fact, I haven't come across anyone who doesn't have a problem in their extended family, major or minor. Yes, the degree of the problem differs. But you have to have a difficulty with one of your relatives. You have to. That is a gift from Allah to grant you the opportunity to engage in an ibadah known as solving problems. Had it not been for that problem, you wouldn't have been accepted to engage in that ibadah. So Allah wants to test you, my banda. I will have to put family problems here so that I want to see, do you solve them or are you from the chickens who just say jadu, etc., etc. So what happens? These culprits, they come to you and they say, someone did jadu. Allahu Akbar. So now what happens? You start scratching your head. Yes, my daughter-in-law. Allahu Akbar. I don't get on with her. Yes, my son-in-law, my mother-in-law. Yes, that's it. Oh, that uncle of mine. You know, that relative, every time they come, they make panchat when they come to my house. They make what? Panchat. You know what is panchat? When you start asking, oh, this and oh, that, and what happened here and what happened there? Oh, this frame that you have here, what happened? How much did it cost you, etc.? It must have been very expensive. Did it ever drop? Didn't it drop? What happened to your child? Subhanallah. Do they ever get sick? Don't they get sick? Do they sleep at night? Don't they sleep at night? This is unnecessary. Fudul, wallahi. So it comes to your mind, yeah, that person does this to me so many times. It must have been them. It must be them. And you tell them, you know what? Who is it? Give me the name. They'll say, no, 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 we can't give you the name. Because they know it's nothing. It's from their minds, from their hearts. Wallahi. They will never give you the name. I promise you, they will not give you the name. Subhanallah. And you know what they will do? They will come around your house. And they are intelligent. I can do it for you if you want. And say, you know what? Dig here, you'll find hay. Allahu Akbar. Dig there, you'll find hay. Oh, marigya. Marigya, there, this is it, subhanAllah, this amil. Now you want to do everything for him, mashallah. He knows what happened. You see, I was telling you that someone did something on us, and you go back to everyone, yeah, that auntie of ours, khalas, excommunicate. Shaitan goes to the middle of the oceans to Iblis to get his gift, to get his prize, first award, Nobel Prize in war. That is what Shaitan gets, because he succeeded. Shaitan's entire mission is to destroy relations. He's succeeding, subhanAllah. So this is what we are doing today. We are coming out and blaming anything and everything. And these culprits are coming out and telling us, no, this is what's happening. Let me get back to what I was saying. So if you tell them, listen, there is nothing wrong with you, they will keep on going until they find someone who says there is something wrong so that they can hang on to it. Cling on to it. Why? Because you are not clinging to Allah. You've got to cling on to everything besides Allah. This is what Allah is saying. I have given you, you are thanking everyone but me. I created you, you are worshipping everyone but me. Here it is. You are worshipping your own superstition. This is what it is, subhanAllah. So what I decided now, when these young girls come and they tell me, you know what, I see stars. I say, you know what, you have a jinnat. You have a what? You have a jinnat. And that jinnat, and remember what I'm about to say, take heed. Jinnats do not like yogurt, cheese, chocolates, and a little bit of red meat. They don't like it. So maybe you don't have that in your system. That is why the jinnats are coming to you. The minute you have yogurt, milk, you know, a little bit of red meat, and you balance your diet, shaitan will run away, because it's like anti-magnetic. They don't have that. And wallahi, I get a phone call in the evening. We are better. Subhanallah. The ringing sound in my ear is gone. That is because you are dieting, subhanallah. Obviously, you're going to see stars. In the daylight, you will see stars. Allahu Akbar. And obviously you are going to hear something. That jinnat is known as the diet. And this is why I say, my dear sisters, I'm addressing you more, because I know how it feels when you get out of shape. May Allah grant us all the ability to be healthy. Why I'm saying this to the sisters is because it affects them more. They are more conscious of themselves. Listen to this. We are taught, eat, have a balanced diet, but burn it out. Get a treadmill in your house. Invest in it. You know, a little bicycle, one of those things in the home, those exercise bicycles. You don't have to go to the gym where your marriage is going to be broken because the next man next to there is more built than your own husband. A'udhu billah. That's not what we want. That's not where we want to go. We shouldn't be going to places like those. Wallahi, I can comfortably say haram. Not permissible. But have your own at home, get together, and as I said, think of methods. 5-6 women who are mashallah in hijab, etc., concerned about separation, get together and each one of you bring in one item, invest in one item, put it together, create a gym in one of your garages where it will be totally separate. Subhanallah. Use it, all of you. Subhanallah. But why don't we think of this? So you eat and burn it. This is what is better than not eating. Not eating is being ungrateful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. He says, وَكُلُوا وَشْرَبُوا. Eat and drink. Allah is commanding you from the beautiful things I have provided you. You are saying, no, I don't want to eat. I want to go on a diet. Allahu Akbar. Yes, the way you eat can be wrong. As I mentioned in one of my social conduct programs, you know, you put in 10, 12 samosas. In fact, I got phone calls that were laughing at me. People say, how did you talk about samosas? And I said, you know what? It's just like that. The youth, sometimes, you know, the samosa tastes so nice. You literally put in 10, 12. You pack them up. You know, how they fit in the belly, we don't even know. Subhanallah. So what we are saying is, when you want to eat red meat, a few grams here and there, control your eating. Prawns, don't just say, oh, that's my favorite. Well, it is mine also. Subhanallah. So if you are going to eat prawns, it doesn't mean now you must pack away, you know, a whole school of these prawns. Subhanallah. 5-6, count yourself a few and put it there. Even if you want to have, now bear patience, because, subhanallah, then you might affect your health adversely. But eat and burn it. This is what we are taught. The problem with us, we eat and we sit. We go into the car, we got no time to walk. So now we are totally unhealthy. Then when we go on a diet, now our family relations are broken because we blame everyone for the jadu that has happened to us, not realizing it's just something to do with our diet. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala protect us. So this is something that I've mentioned. How to gain closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala? Always bear in mind that Allah is watching you. That's it. Always bear in mind that Allah is watching you. Be concerned of the fact. Before you do a sin, think of it. Ya Allah, Allah is watching me. He's writing it down. From this day on, inshallah, we must purify ourselves. Wallahi, we need to change for the sake of Allah. You want to change the condition of the ummah? Change now. You want goodness? Wallahi, you need to ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala now for that goodness. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to become close to Him. Remember, gaining closeness to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will be through what is known as ihsan. Al-ihsanu an ta'bud Allah ka'annaka tarah, fa'in lam takun tarahu fa'innahu yarak. Ihsan is to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala as though you are watching Him. If you can't afford to get that, if you haven't got to that level, then at least you should understand that He is watching you. May Allah grant us closeness to Him. Now, the question is a very important question. And you will notice my answer, I will tackle it from the reality. Before I say the question and the answer, I want you to understand one thing. What I'm about to say can be misunderstood, so please don't misunderstand it. If you have any misunderstandings, raise your hand and stop me here and now. The question is, and listen very carefully, wallahi, it is a deadly question. Is it compulsory in these days for a woman to cover her face? That's the question. The answer is, every woman who is listening to me now, you are on a certain level. Maintain that level if it is within the frame of the Sharia, with an intention of getting to the next one, and strive towards getting to the next one. Meaning, when I say maintain it, meaning don't go back on it. That's what I meant. If Allah has granted you the ability to put a scarf on your head, don't ever remove it and try to get to the next stage. If Allah has granted you the ability to wear a niqab, don't ever remove it and try to get to the next stage. If Allah has granted you the ability to cover even those eyes of yours and just put a few holes in the, you know, flap, maintain it, get to the next level. If Allah has granted you the ability to wear a cloak, maintain it and get to the next level. If Allah has granted you the ability to wear a thick, loose cloak, maintain it and get to the next level. If Allah has granted you the ability to wear a cloak or a burqa from your head going down so that even the shape of your shoulders is not shown, maintain it and go to the next level. If Allah has granted you the ability to abstain from speaking to na mahram, maintain it and go to the next level. If Allah has granted you the ability to do hijab and to cover your face even from those who work for you of the opposite sex, maintain it and go to the next level. Subhanallah. So I'm sure you can see the levels that I'm speaking about. I have dodged the question and I intend to dodge it intentionally. The reason is I don't want to give people who are trying, you know, sad news so that they feel, you know, we are useless. Everyone who is trying, try harder. There is no level that you can get to and say, you know what, now I've arrived. Subhanallah. Wallahi, I tell you something, even to do hijab from your own gardeners and maids, it's a requirement of the Sharia. Did we know it? That's a level. Have you got to it? If you haven't, there it is. Aim for it. Get there. Allahu Akbar. I know of a woman, subhanAllah, a new Muslimah. She accepted Islam a few years ago. She has a swimming pool in her house. Wallahi, she will pack away everybody before she goes and swim. SubhanAllah. Everyone is gone outside the gate and the yard. Out. Gone. Besides her and the females that are there. Wallahi, this is it. She won't speak to her maids. To her gardeners, those who work for her. That is a level. Though to speak to a male who is a stranger within the limits of the Sharia for necessity is permissible. You need to go to the doctor and speak to him. It is permissible within the limits. You don't become too friendly. Remember, the doctor's a good man. You are a good woman, but shaitan is not good. Wallahi. Same applies. You need to speak to Maulana. Maulana's a good man. You might be a good woman, but don't get too friendly. And this is why my policy is, and I'm mentioning it here today, my wife is actually seated here. The reality is, if someone contacts me, I'm speaking of a female, yes, I will respond and I will try to help as much as possible. The minute I feel they are becoming a little bit too friendly, I will tell them, you know what, email me or fax me, subhanallah. That's it, khalas. Because now, where will it head to? I'm a good man, inshallah. And she's probably better than me, inshallah. But shaitan is worse than both of us. And this is why I say, we always need to check ourselves. Wallah. So this is the answer for your question. Dodged, isn't it? You must be upset, but never mind, inshallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to get to the level beyond the one where we are. No matter where you are, let's get to the next level. Don't look at those who are trying. You know what is sad? Sometimes those who cover their faces, and please don't be insulted. Sometimes some of them would tend to look down upon those who haven't covered their faces. Do you know that it is your duty to call them towards the obedience of Allah? Sometimes we look at a Muslim lady in a miniskirt. May Allah grant them all guidance. Our dua, the night of Laylatul Qadr, make dua, Ya Allah, all those women who are astray, Ya Allah, help them. Make them strong and make us also strong, Ya Allah. They might be astray in one thing. You might be astray in 10 things. Subhanallah. They might have a weakness in terms of dress. You might have a weakness and you might be committing zina itself. One is zina of the eyes and the other is the real zina, which is worse. So let us always not look down upon others. And you need to say, Ya Allah, there might be a deed or two of hers which you love. Ya Allah, grant her acceptance. Make her from amongst those who will be able to be obedient to your commands and grant her Jannah also. We go around spreading rumors. Firstly, we don't even want to greet such people. And I'm not speaking to the males to go out and greet the women in miniskirts. La, don't misunderstand me. I'm speaking to the females. Sometimes you know it's a Muslim lady. Talk to her. Salaamu alaikum. How are you doing, my... Don't speak about that topic initially. Become friends with her first. Win her heart. Then wallahi, without even you saying anything, you'll notice her skirts going longer and longer and longer, inshallah. And amazing, sometimes we wear the longest of skirts, but from the top, it becomes a little bit too low. Allahu Akbar. And we begin to show our chest and part of it. Allahu Akbar. May Allah protect us. Remember, I'm firing directly. We are all insan. We know what is going on around us. So we need to deal with this. Sometimes we wear a cloak and a scarf. And this is something very, very important. That scarf is tied in such a way that there is a gap between the scarf and the top of our cloak. Sometimes a lot of our chest is actually showing. And do you know when a person is covered, when a woman is covered, she looks much more beautiful than when she is not. Subhanallah. She's much more attractive. Subhanallah. Do you know why? I can tell you why. When I used to do art at school, I'm actually an artist to be honest with you, but what we were taught is, you know, you must leave some lines. Because beauty lies in the eyes of the beholder. Let the eye make that line. Different eyes will make different lines. You know, you shade in a ball, for example. You shade in part of it and the other part, leave it blank. The eye will make that line for you. So what happens? When the woman is covered head to toe, your imagination makes her. Khalas, that's it. So she is more beautiful than she really is. Subhanallah. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand, and the women the ability to understand that really you are much more beautiful in your hijab. Subhanallah. It is Allah. I have read a lot of articles of the new Muslim women who will tell you, Wallahi, I feel liberated now. I'm not worried about this and that and how many centimeters, and they are called these pouches that you get on the side. Wallahi, they are normal. They are a good sign. Subhanallah. MashaAllah. So may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to be as best as possible. Try harder. Wherever you've got to, don't stop. Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was told not to stop until the point of death. Subhanallah. So surely we need to walk up the ladder forever and ever. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability. The sisters, some of them might be cursing me, so I need to also mention a few words for the brothers. Wallahi, wherever we have got, let us get to the next level. If Allah, and I always mention this, people ask me about the beard. And I always say, you know what? What you need to do? Start off, and I said this at the university a few weeks ago. If you don't have a beard, what you need to do, subhanallah, firstly, you need to understand that, listen, we are meant to be having a beard. That is one thing. Secondly, don't be depressed. What you do, if you are weak and you can't keep one altogether, then start off, when you are shaving, leave a few strands right at the bottom here, something known as a goatee, subhanallah. Keep a few hairs, at least that is the beginning of a beard, isn't it? Subhanallah. You are worried about the trends? That is also in style, subhanallah. So you keep a little goatee. And every time you shave, one hair on this side and one hair on that side, you leave. By the time the year finishes, how many hairs will there be? 365. By the time the next year finishes, how many will there be? And subhanallah, you can actually work your way through to that beard that you won't even notice, subhanallah. But we need to think of these ideas, inshallah. And therefore, I myself, I don't look down upon those who don't have a beard, because they might have other deeds that I don't have. I know of some people where I come from, beardless people, but wallahi, they have served Islam even more than I have, subhanallah. Because they have protected Islam and protected the Muslims of the country that I come from the level of the government. They have added in laws to protect all of us. Had it not been Allah to use them, we might have today not been able to enjoy the freedoms we are enjoying. So Allah uses different worshippers to serve this deen. إِنَّ اللَّهَ لَيُؤَيِّدُ هَذَا الدِّينِ بِالرَّجُلِ الْفَاجِرِ. Famous hadith. Allah will use a sinner to serve this deen also sometimes. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala use us. And I hope that message has also come across. Subhanallah. Sometimes even our wives will discourage us. Imagine I'm battering them today. They will tell us, you know what, you're looking ugly, man. You're looking ugly. Allahu Akbar. I'm not meant to be looking. Subhanallah. I'm not meant to be looking that way. If you knew the criteria of what was handsome and not, wallahi, you would let me keep the longest of beards. Subhanallah. The problem is today, we look at the movie stars, Allahu Akbar, may Allah protect us. And that is the man whom we look up to, or the woman whom we look up to. My wife must be like, subhanallah, I don't want to say the names. And my husband must be like, so and so, subhanAllah. This is where we are failing. This is what is heading us in the wrong direction, wallah. We need to be those who want to be like Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and Aisha radiallahu anha. You know, I mentioned a point on Friday, and subhanAllah, one young man who's engaged, he came to me and said, that's the best point I've ever heard from you. Subhanallah. You know what I said? Wallahi, you want to read a love story? You want to read a love story? You think mills and boons are very, you know, hot? Wallahi, go and read the love story of Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam with Aisha radiallahu anha. Wallahi, what you will find in that book, you will not have believed that Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam actually did this with his own wife, and they related it to us to inform us. The ulama don't speak about it because they are shy. Believe me, they will go red like tomatoes. Subhanallah. Aisha radiallahu anha herself was called what? Humaira. She used to blush a lot. Subhanallah. Let me tell you one or two things, subhanallah, just for the benefit of all. I see the eyes are all opening, subhanallah. Al insanu haris, huh? MashaAllah. Okay. When Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam used to sit with Aisha radiallahu anha, to eat. He would watch her eat the chunk of meat from the corner of his eye. And he would make sure that she knows that he's watching him. So it's the corner of the eye, and he can see that she's looking also. She's a little bit shy. As she bites the chunk of meat, he looks how she bit it. As she puts it down, he looks back at her from the corner of his eye, and he stretches his hand out for that particular chunk. And he picks it up. He knows where she bit, but intentionally he turns it round, looking at her, to try and tell her, you know what, I'm finding the exact place where your lips were, where your mouth was, where your teeth bit. And when he gets to that place, he slowly bites it, looking at her, subhanallah, with the corner of his eye. And he takes a chunk, making her red. La ilaha illallah, Muhammadur Rasulullah. Subhanallah. Look at the level of romance. La ilaha illallah. Can you get something beyond that? The Westerners have to learn from Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. This is our Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, the one whom we follow. Have we fulfilled that sunnah of his? La ilaha illallah. Go home and try it. Not now, we are fasting. La ilaha illallah. But in the evening, subhanallah. And you will find your home, the entire home, the attitude in your home will change, subhanallah. When she used to drink from the qirab, from those things which they used to drink from, let's say the cups of that time, he used to watch her. He used to turn this thing and find where her lips went to show her that I want to put my lips where yours were on this cup. Today we don't want to drink. We have something, when we were young, we used to call it mouth bar. Allahu Akbar. I don't know what it's called now. We don't want to drink because there's bacteria that came out of your mouth. Allahu Akbar. La ilaha illallah. Try this. This is the sunnah. There is another whole department of the sunnah known as how to live with your wives. May Allah grant me, inshallah, the opportunity to translate this book into the English language for the benefit of all those who don't speak the Arabic language. Wallahi, it says, أَعْظَمُ قِصَّةِ حُبٍ عَرَفَتْهَا التَّارِيخ. Wallahi, the greatest love story that history has ever known. And this is the love story of not Romeo and Juliet. Those are far off, wallah. Muhammad ibn Abdullah al-Hashimi al-Qurashi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, with Aisha radiallahu anha. He used to lie down on her lap, subhanallah. I don't want to get further, subhanallah. We are fasting. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to understand. Wallahi, we've had a beautiful day. We started off with a strong reminder and a strong message, and we ended off on a light note. May Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala grant us the ability to fulfill the sunnah. Jazakumullah khair. Wassalamu alaykum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
Allahu Akbar.
Allahu Akbar.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Malik Yawm Al-Din.
Iyaka na'budu wa iyaka nasta'in. Ihdina الصراط المستقيم صراط الذين أنعمت عليهم غير المغضوب عليهم ولا الضالين.
إن كنتم تؤمنون بالله واليوم الآخر
أجنحة مثنى وثلاث ورباع يزيد في الخلق ما يشاء إن
ياسين والقرآن الحكيم إنك لمن المرسلين على صراط مستقيم.
وانصر إخواننا في فلسطين. اللهم انصرهم في فلسطين. اللهم وأعد المسجد الأقصى إلى بلاد المسلمين. اللهم وأنقذ المسجد الأقصى من براثن المعتدين.
For all the renowned reciters of the world, the likes of Sheikh Sudais, Shuraim, Huzaifi, Shatri, and more.
هبت نفحات أنسية فشد البلبل ألف تحية وبدا البدر الليلة شوقا يلقي الأنوار الذهبية
فتح الحل وشد رجامه مسلم. كوجه البدر مختلقا كرمح النصر منطلقا كموج غاضب غضبا يعم الأرض
سلاتي الناس في عرفات تناجي الله بالنبضات قلوب الناس في عرفات تناجي الله بالنبضات
وارجنا معهم وسنمضي جموعا نردعهم ونعيد الحق المغتصب وبكل القوة ندفعهم
سنخوض معاركنا معهم وسنمضي جموعا
Simtek Islamic CDs have a wide variety of anashid, zikr, naat and Islamic songs.
One by one, we will give our lives in the path of Allah, but we will not allow this deen to diminish. Ayun qasud deen wa ana hay. Can the deen of Islam diminish and Abu Bakr remain alive?
This I call upon the youth of this gathering. Today Allah is not asking you to take a sword and kill any kafir, but walk out of here for Allah's sake and throw that music cassette. You will have something to show Allah on the day of Qiyamah. That young boy put a sword before Nabi alayhi salam, and the blood was enough to comfort the heart of his Nabi. I swear by that Allah in whose control is my life. If you can go home now.
If you have peace on the day of Qiyamah, you have peace forever. That is the peace that is required. But if you have pieces on that day, wallahi, then subhanallah, we pray that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala does not make us from amongst those who will regret on that day. Remember, it is not too late to prepare.
Today you ask a person, you're getting married, he will say, but can there be any other reason behind marriage other than lust? Well, let me then open it up to you and tell you what your Nabi has said. ثَلَاثَةٌ حَقٌ عَلَى اللَّهِ عَوْنُهُمْ Allah takes the responsibility of perpetuating...
For all the latest lectures of Maulana Katani, Maulana Suleiman Mulla, Mufti Meng, and many others, visit our website at www.simtechcds.co.za. Simtech Islamic CDs, South Africa's leading Islamic media and audio CD manufacturer.